machine. My name is Lola.
And I'm Lee.
And today we're talking about the next two episodes of Danny Phantom.
What a surprise.
Imagine that. So these episodes are called Splitting Images and...
What You've Done?
What You Want?
What You Want.
What You Want. All right. So any all over things that you want to talk about before we get into the meat and potatoes?
You mean like the meat and potatoes that have overrun the ship?
Well, the potatoes and the potatoes that have overrun the ship, yes.
That's fair. I guess just get right down to it.
All right, so let's start with splitting images.
Yeah.
What would you like to talk about?
Okay, I realize how noble you think you are trying to stop frog dissection. But I mean, it's not like they take live frogs and, like, you cut open a live frog right there. I mean, nobody's a big fan of dissection, but I actually learned a lot from frog dissection.
You got to dissect a frog?
Yeah, I was in FFA.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And then the kids in the honors or AP biology ad classes got to dissect a pig fetus.
That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've dissected a squid when I was in third grade.
That's kind of cool!
No, wait, no, not third grade. It was sixth grade.
Still cool!
Yeah, I was in one of those programs that's like the smart kids program, for lack of a better term. GATE, that's what it was called. Gifted and Talented Education. And we were learning about ocean life, and we got to go see the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and it was fun.
Oh.
But, yeah, we dissected a squid, and I smelled like formaldehyde for a week.
Oh, well.
It was a dead squid, to clarify. It was a dead squid that came in a box, and we all sat down, and our teacher was like, hey, don't cut the ink sac, because it will not come out of your clothes. Yeah. So, yes, it was a dead animal. We didn't pull a live squid from a jar and then just start cutting it open.
Because that's not what you do.
It's dissection, not vivisection.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Although I did lie. I didn't really actually... I don't remember anything from dissecting frogs. I just remember I had fun dissecting it while everybody else took notes because nobody else wanted to cut the frog open.
Oh. So I you're was just like, here, give me the scalpel.
I'll do it. Although well, I feel like that's the makings of a serial killer.
I'm a little bit scared. I'm a little bit scared of you, Lee.
Please don't be. I'm just tired. But I mean, yeah. Oh, I realize how noble that is. And then I just think it's funny how it came around and bit Sam in the ass at the end with Dash. And, like, the teacher's just like...
You could learn a thing or two about activism.
Yeah, and I'm like, as noble as you were, you kind of took the wrong approach trying to kidnap all the frogs.
But she did take the right approach because she's the one that convinced everyone to wear the
badges. Yeah, because Not Danny was popular.
Not Danny. Yeah. Talking about Not Danny, for a while, Sidney Poindexter was just a nice dude.
Yeah. Also, bullying a bully still makes you a bully.
Yeah, Danny, you're still a bully.
Yeah.
Like, that's totally not a good thing. No,
Dick
don't do that.
Asshole.
Although I guess the lesson of this episode is if you bully someone, ghosts will come after you.
Yeah, there will be punishment. There will be repercussions!
Reaper cushions?
Ah! No puns in the throwback time machine. I will not allow it.
Okay. We need to talk about the 50s slang. And I'm going to look up some 50s slang because
God, people from the 50s are so weird.
It's fair. All right, let's look it up. But I have a list of slang that was in the show. I started taking a list. It's just a few of them.
Yeah.
Spiff diddly D.
Uh-huh.
Sure as sugar.
Yeah.
Right like Mike.
Uh-huh.
Flew the coop.
That one I know.
That one I know, too.
Yeah.
Egg cream?
That's a little weird.
Positively absentively.
I think that one they did backwards by accident. Or not on accident. I think Poindexter was just sort of an idiot in street culture and just didn't, like, know how to say that properly.
Yeah. He called a badge boss, and I thought that was more familiar, like, more modern.
Uh-huh.
He was like, boss badge, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, like, because history does repeat itself, but mostly with, like, fashion and culture.
Yeah. Oh my god. 1950s slang. Agitate the gravel.
What is that?
To leave. In a hot rod.
No! Well, okay. In a hot rod, yes, that makes sense. Because you're literally agitating the gravel because you're going to be spinning out because you're in a hot rod. And the only way you leave in a hot rod is by spinning out.
That's true. By the way, I'm looking at 50s, just general 50s slang now. Ankle biter.
The child?
Yes.
Ah!
Backseat bingo.
It's got to have something to do with making out.
Yep, necking in a car.
Look who's actually from the 50s.
Nice job, Lee. Bent 8.
I don't know, actually.
It's a V8 engine.
Okay. That makes sense.
Barn rubber. Oh, burn rubber. Never mind.
Burn rubber.
Everyone knows how to do what burn rubber. I don't know. Who knows? What? I can't read.
Go back apparently. To bed.
Go back to bed. Cast an eyeball.
To look at someone, or?
Yeah, to look at someone.
Okay, cool.
this is another one that he said. He called Danny Clyde.
Yeah, what was that one? Like Bonnie and Clyde, or?
No, it's a term of address, usually for a normal person. It's got to do with, like, beatniks.
Okay.
Cowabunga was apparently really popular.
Cowabunga! Turtles for the win.
Daddy-o, which is pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. That's one we all know.
Yeah.
Duck butt.
What? Is that... I'm thinking back to Hunger Games with, like, the duck tail, but I feel like that's completely wrong.
A duck butt...
Uh-huh.
...was the hairstyle of greasers
where... I knew it had to do with hair!
...where hair in the back is combed to the middle, and then with the end of a comb, you make a middle part.
Make it a duck butt.
Yes.
Duck butt.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Apparently. A flip-top box.
What?
A car with a retractable hard top.
Oh, that makes sense.
Your car.
Oh. Yeah, convertible.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep going through 50 slang?
I think so. There's two more pages. I'm just, like, picking up random ones.
That's fair.
Go for pinks.
Oh, pink slips, like cars and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. Yes!
Drag race where the stakes are the car's pink slip.
Yeah!
Yeah! Ice it.
I feel like I should know this one. What is this one?
To forget it or to not do it? Just ice it. Don't do it.
Just ice it. That is literally my motto. Yes.
Oh, lordy. Lighten up the tilt sign.
The fuck?
So it means that someone gets caught lying. I have no idea where it comes from. This website doesn't tell me where these come from. I really want to know how lighten up the tilt sign.
What is a tilt sign?
I don't know. What is a tilt sign?
Don't look it up. We have a podcast to do. You are me from last week.
Yeah, but okay, this is interesting information.
So are voice actors.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it didn't give me a quick answer, so I don't know what it is. And let's Mickey Mouse. What was that slang for?
A cool dude?
No, something dumb. All right. Last page, I promise. Nosebleed.
Probably a fight or like something cute or like when you see a hot person.
A nosebleed?
I don't know. I'm thinking anime.
No, it meant hey, stupid.
Oh. Hey, nosebleed.
Yeah. Quentin Quayle.
What?
Ooh, Quentin Quayle.
What is that?
It was an underage girl. How often did the 1950s people have to talk about underage girls? I'm so concerned about the 50s.
This scares me on so many levels.
Yeah, Poindexter has become super creepy.
It's not like he used Quentin Quayle.
He didn't. No, that's good. So thank you, Poindexter, for not talking about underage girls in a way that you had to disguise what you were talking about. Oh, God. Submarine races.
What? Now you've just completely lost me and I cannot keep up.
I think submarine races were just creative ways to kill time. As far as I can tell. I don't know. It seems weird. This is all with...
Well, it's the description it has.
The description is... While waiting for the submarines to race, which might take quite a while, couples found creative ways of killing the time. Oh! Well. So you, like, take her to the submarine races. That's... Okay. That's creepy. 50s
people were horny as fuck.
Yeah, that's apparently the only thing that was constant about the 1950s. One last one. You make the king's jive.
You cool cat?
No, your English is very good.
Doesn't prove it.
You make the king's jive. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so there's just a little clip of 50s slang for you.
Now you're educated.
I am concerned very much about what the heck the 50s were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we'll just leave that be. Mm-hmm. This is fine.
Yep.
I'd
like to know how the parents knew about the locker in the first place. Like, was this just something they always knew from, like, when they were in school? Did they go to Casper?
That's a good question. I think they might have.
Is that what started their obsession? Was the ghost in the locker? Ooh. Like, did they bond over this ghost in the locker?
No, because they meet in college.
Well, then, never mind.
I don't know.
But do you think that... Okay, so do you think that Father Fenton went to the school, went to Casper High, and then, like... Do you think he was a Ghostbuster, in a sense? Like, that's what he used... That's what he studied in college.
I would... That is exactly what they studied in college.
So he is a Ghostbuster.
Yes, they are Ghostbusters.
Oh, they're both Ghostbusters. That's adorable.
Yeah, they're kind of adorable. No, that's exactly what they did in college, is they met through Ghostbusting.
Yes.
Well, you'll find out more about that. Jazz did not give a great pep talk.
But, I mean, it was... She tried.
She tried. It was very adorable.
She's had better moments, but she tried.
I do quite like when she was like, don't worry, girls will talk to you in college.
Yeah, no joke. Like, once you move out and not near your family, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
You may or may not still have your ghost problem, but, you know.
Speaking of ghost problem, one of my favorite jokes was when Danny was telling Poindexter, you don't know how to use my powers. I don't know how to use them either, but at least I know how to use them better than you. Like, I'm also bad at this, but I'm not as bad as you are.
That was pretty, that was a good favorite part.
Okay. I have a problem.
Yes?
The band Geek says, you want to help me clean my spit valve. First of all, he's playing a clarinet. Clarinets don't have spit valves. You know what has spit valves? Trombones and trumpets. Because they carry the spit in them. You literally put the clarinet down. It's facing the ground. There's no spit valve. Any condensation that collects leaves. And also, even for trumpets and trombones, you don't need help cleaning out your spit valve.
He was trying to make friends, all right?
You just open it. There are ways... No self-respecting band person is going to walk up to a stranger and say, you want to help me clean my spit
valve? It's a cartoon!
That's not an excuse!
It is an excuse.
How dare you treat band kids this way, okay? Band kids deserve more respect.
We glossed over a very important fact.
Which is what?
The box ghost returned.
The box ghost did return. Oh, box ghosts never change.
He's just... Box ghost, you need to change up your routine, because you're gonna annoy me real quick.
See, we've got two very different things. Like, when he's like, I'm going to take over these mechanical frogs. I was like, no. Stick to what you're good at.
But why does he keep popping up?
He's just one of those annoying ghosts that shows up that's super easy to
get
rid of.
Yes, he's... No, he's not, because Danny didn't catch him again. He ran off.
He's surprisingly not easy to get rid of.
Beware!
I still love him. I still love the box ghost.
I'm slowly maybe not loving him as much.
Oh, I'm crushed. This is only the second episode.
This is the third episode. He's been in many episodes.
He was in...
If I had my journal.
Yeah, no, he was in one episode last week.
Yeah.
And one episode this week.
I feel like he's been in more.
He's so annoying to you that you've concocted this fantasy where he's been around longer than he has.
Maybe he's literally just... Maybe it's like Gravity Falls, in which he's just one of those secret codes you gotta find in the background.
He's, like, floating around in the background, and we just have to find him.
Like Blended.
Okay. All right. Now,
that's a show I'd like to talk about on this podcast, because I could go on for hours about all those.
Well, this is not the Gravity Falls season. All right.
Mono Agosto.
What?
That's what his dad says. Father Fenton's just like, I'd like to fight him, Mono Agosto, after he freaking Hulk smashes with his glove ghosts.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'm like, sir, that's not how Spanish works.
I love that the mom's immediate reaction was, oh, I guess our super sophisticated equipment doesn't work because it's telling me that my son is a ghost.
Okay, but even when it's not their son, they still can't figure it out. Because it wasn't their son this time. It was a ghost possessing their son, and they were still oblivious to the fact of that.
Yep.
Like, he was literally on a football field. Mm-hmm. When has their son ever shown any interest in sports?
Speaking of being possessed by the ghost, though, when Tucker and Sam are like, how do we know it's you? And he's, like, talking about what he's learned this episode. My immediate thought was, or you could just look at his eyes because they're no longer gray.
Yeah, but everyone's oblivious to that. Like, that's literally something people always overlook.
How do you not notice a color change in your best friend's eyes?
I mean, you don't constantly stare into your friend's eyes, do you?
Yes, but if you're wearing your color contacts, I generally notice.
Yes, because they're very obvious.
That's fair. One of them is
red. Danny's eyes are always usually blue, which is very close to gray. Like, some people have blue-gray eyes, and so it's kind of a close color.
All right, fair. I'll give you that.
I will argue this.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Anything else about...
There's lots of things that I put.
Hey, what do you have?
He, dumped food on his crush. On purpose. With Dash. Like, that's rude. Don't do that if you want to get anywhere. I mean, I know Dash was the one that dumped it on her, but you
did it. You physically did the thing. Yes. That's it's very rude.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
Like, it didn't even pass a thought through his mind. And I was like, maybe he's over her. And then the next episode happened. I'm like, he's definitely not over her. Cool.
Danny.
Also, this entire episode with Danny just running amok was just, how about I do anyway?
Danny, you can't do that. Nope. Also, Poindexter did steal a lot of soda.
Yes. He fed the entire school.
Egg creams.
Egg creams. Yes.
Although I do, I mean, here's the thing. Poindexter, good sticking it to the man in the 50s. Okay, here's a question I have. Did Poindexter die in the 50s as a teenager? Did everybody in that school die? Because there is a whole Casper High in the ghost world.
So I think it's Poindexter's personal hell.
Oh, because
in
my...
In which he's just constantly tormented with his own image of high school. Which maybe Poindexter did die in high school, but this is just how he sees the afterlife.
Okay.
And maybe all of them just didn't want to grow up, so when they became ghosts, they just went back to their teenage years.
Alternate theory.
Mm-hmm.
Poindexter is in his own personal hell.
Yes.
Because he was a school shooter. And he killed everyone in his school. And that's why they're all there. To torture him.
Danny Phantom just got really dark.
It's super twisted, but I kind of like this theory. But, like, okay, here's the thing. There's a lot of ghosts that are at different points in their timeline, and I want to know how these people died. Because, like, the box ghost seems like a warehouse guy that just, like, what happened? Was he crushed?
He got crushed by a box.
A bunch of boxes. Like, the cafeteria lady, she seemed older. She probably just, like, had a heart attack in the cafeteria or something.
And I mean, like, Desma?
Desiree.
Sorry, I was thinking
Desiree.
Desmond.
Desiree hurts me so much.
We're not there yet.
Sorry,
I was thinking Desmond the Moon Bear.
Desmond the Moon Bear. Who is Desmond the Moon Bear?
I will show you ASDF movies after this.
Okay.
They are to die for.
So concerned.
We'll show you 1 through 9.
Okay.
They're not full-length movies, I promise you.
All right.
Also, Tucker, you're a fucking nerd. You carry around a PDA and write in it as if it's your diary.
Hey, you have a pen and a pocket protector in your shirt.
You are a nerd.
I love you, Tucker. You're so stupid, and I love you.
Also, this entire episode was just a PG version of The Exorcist.
A PG version of The Exorcist. I was thinking more like a PG version of, like, Heathers.
Okay, no, because did you see how their bodies contorted when they were possessed?
Oh, I've never seen The Exorcist. So
okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Just saying. Oh, gosh, you're right. Wow. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is a PG version of The Exorcist. It's like, it makes me think of that horror movie that we watched at my old apartment.
The one that I didn't watch?
Yeah, because you were like, no, I'm not watching this.
They were watching The Gallows while I sat there listening to Jack Johnson with my beanie pulled over my eyes without my glasses on, and I just sat there listening to Banana Pancakes and different Jack Johnson songs for 2 hours while I had my best friend clinging onto my arm and jumping every so often.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was an interesting way to experience a horror movie.
By the way, it wasn't me, the best friend, that was doing that.
It was her sister, the best friend.
Yeah, it was the other best friend who was doing that.
I'm best friends with an entire family.
Yeah. We make a joke. If you're a part of this family, then you get a freely.
A freely. Also, I like the term that they've coined for Danny, a halfa.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, Danny's famous in the ghost world.
Yeah, and he doesn't realize it because he's like, I'm a what? You're a halfa, Danny. I'm a what?
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
I did like the plot twist in which Poindexter possessed Danny. I didn't see that coming, I'll be honest.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, well, I've seen this episode multiple times, though.
Right.
I did.
But I didn't. I was just like, oh, I wonder how this one's going to play out.
Yeah, no. That was fun. That's good. Mm-hmm. It's a good episode.
Yeah. What was it? Also, Danny, I think, has 7 years bad luck because he broke the mirror.
That would explain basically the rest of the series.
Yep.
7 years of bad luck. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that's all I got, really.
Cool.
Besides puberty.
What's wrong with your voice?
Puberty?
You're 14. Haven't you mostly gone through that already? Are you still? I don't remember.
No,
I'm not a dude, so I don't know.
Some people go through puberty differently. Like my brother, he still hasn't reached puberty technically yet, and he's like 15. So puberty's different for everyone.
Okay, that's fair.
Also, if Danny's trans, puberty's gonna be a little different for him.
Puberty's gonna be a lot different for
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Yes! That's why that would make such a great joke.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I love this.
Yes.
I love this.
Moving on to what you want?
I started to sing a Legally Blonde song and I can't remember how it goes.
Oh, good grief. You're gonna be here for ages.
No, just forget it. It's probably copyrighted anyway.
One more note, though.
What?
Evil! Just the way he said it every time. And I'm just like, it reminded me of Mermaid Man from SpongeBob.
What? Oh my god, I love it. They were both on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
No,
because they're both on Nickelodeon.
Sorry, they're both on Nickelodeon.
What the heck?
Why? I don't know why it's a Cartoon Network.
Go back to sleep.
Apparently. I'm going crazy. This is fine.
Gone ghost.
What you want?
There's a sexy ghost in this one.
Oh, I have ghost wife. That's probably a bad thing to put on the internet.
It's out there now.
Well, That's okay. That'll just be my thing.
But also, the ghost is the Philosopher's Stone from the Adventure Zone.
Oh! Not the Philosopher's Stone. The Time Chalice.
It literally gives you what you want, but to an, like, over, like a lot of it. Did you not see all that cotton candy?
Yes.
And it goes completely overboard with what you want.
Yeah, but the Philosopher's Stone just changes things into other things.
Right, it does transmute things.
She's just a full-on
djinn. I saw a shit ton of cotton candy and instantly thought, Taz, I'm sorry.
That is true. That's good. That's a good joke. I love her so much. Your heart's desire is my command. I love her voice. I love her story. I feel so bad for her. I want to go back and fix everything. Like, I just want to, like, go back in time and meet Desiree as a harem girl who's dying of a broken heart and just be like, no, here, let me, I will hold you and take care of you. And please don't cry. No. No. I don't want her to die. Well, she dies. She's gonna die. She's from ancient times. It's fine, but
she's bound to die anyway. Also, the entire monologue is, because there's a monologue that goes out through this entire episode, and it is just Turk.
Tucker.
You know what? I don't even know where I was going with Turk.
I don't know.
Do I really want to watch Tarzan?
I mean, I wouldn't object to that.
The entire episode is just Tucker's diary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though he says, digital journal, Tucker, it's a diary!
I love that. And I love Tucker kind of, like, writing about, I love getting a story from Tucker's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I love Tucker. Oh my god, is Tucker Sam Wilson?
Oh no.
He's my animated Sam Wilson.
I mean, technically, Sam Wilson is animated sometimes.
Sometimes. All right, he's my kids' show, Sam Wilson. Oh, no, there's... Ugh, there are kids' shows of Captain America. Okay, here's the thing.
He's your ghost, Sam Wilson.
He's not really a ghost, though.
Okay, but he's in the ghost universe.
All right, he's my ghost universe, Sam Wilson. I'll go with that. I apparently just have a very strong weakness for best friend slash... sidekick characters in superhero stories, because I love Danny's Tucker, I love Sam Wilson and Bucky, I love Rhodey, I mean Clint you wouldn't really call a side character, he has his own stories.
Yeah,
I just really like sidekicks, okay? They're awesome.
That's fair. I have a question.
Sure.
Do we ever find out how Tucker and Sam reacted to Danny telling them that he's a ghost?
Sort of. Because we have an episode where something happens back in time and Danny does not become a ghost. And Sam has to fix it.
That's not the same. I want to know their legit reaction to their best friend being a ghost.
I don't remember. Well, they were there when it happened.
The theme song doesn't tell us this.
Yeah. No, well, we know they're there because of that episode.
This is why we need a pilot episode that explains. I just need an episode. I need an origin story.
I'm actually really okay with the fact that we don't get an origin story. Origin stories are really overplayed. I don't need everyone to be dramatic and be like, can't discover who I am.
It wouldn't be dramatic if Tucker and Sam were there.
That's true. Tucker and Sam are probably the least dramatic. Can we talk about... Danny is like, oh, this one actually works. A lot of his parents' stuff works. They're engineers. They're actual geniuses.
But I think he...
Like, the ghost thing that tells, like, okay, so the ghost thing that tells where,
the ghost tracker?
Where ghosts, yeah, he says that the ghost tracker from the first episode, it noticed that Danny was a ghost. The ghost gabber only responded to Danny's speaking because Danny is a ghost. Like, their stuff actually works.
Okay. I mean, I feel like a lot of their big projects, though, maybe sometimes don't work. So maybe that's why ridiculous. Yeah, because, like, all the other ones are, like, little trinkets that they can carry around. This one's a big-ass thing.
That's true.
Maybe he wasn't expecting something that big to work.
Also, it's a dream catcher.
Yeah.
Why is it a dream catcher?
Because it's based off of Native American dream catching. Because dream catchers literally capture, like, evil spirits. Which help you
with... I have a wonderful image of Bill being stuck in a dream catcher.
There
right
is
now.
An image of this.
Oh,
there is already a drawing of
that
this.
That is beautiful.
But that's literally the purpose of dream catchers, is to help you have good dreams and ward off evil spirits, because they get caught in the dream catcher.
Okay.
They literally catch dreams.
Fair.
So, I'm pretty sure it's against the rules when playing football to pass it to yourself.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't play football. I think the more difficult thing is, I'm pretty sure it's usually against the laws of physics and human anatomy.
I mean, I feel like it's probably possible at some point, because, I mean, like, you could probably just throw it up.
If you arc it at the right angle.
Yeah, and then run really fast and then catch it. But I'm pretty sure it's still against the rules. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Also, ghost steroids.
Yes, ghost steroids. That's the other thing. I literally wrote, how is their immediate thought not steroids? They're like, those high protein breakfasts sure are working.
Because it's in the middle. You cannot have the school have a bad image when they're losing the football game as it is.
He literally bulks up. I mean, here's the thing. If this happened today, the immediate thought response would have been, somebody is juicing.
Okay, but also, remember, this is Casper High. They're oblivious as fuck.
They are pretty stupid. I will give you that. They are pretty stupid.
Also, that it's just beating up the mascot is no way to handle your anger.
Or the fact that you lost because you suck at a game.
Exactly. Also, there was way too many players on the other team's football team.
Again,
did you see
I don't...
that dog pile? There was 20 people in that dog pile.
Again, I don't watch football, so I wouldn't know.
20 people should not be on one team.
Okay. Oh, there are 20 people on one team that shouldn't be on the field at
yes!
one time.
You cannot send your entire team out there to tackle one person.
I would like to point out that I know nothing about football. Like, literally, Leon is on the drill team at our high school. At our old high school. We don't go there anymore. And I went to the football game to see her perform and literally wrote in my notebook the entire time about character arcs for an OC.
I mean, you act like I actually pay attention to football games. I just know football because everyone in my family is obsessed with football. My brother's played football. One is still playing football. My mom is obsessed with college football. My dad just likes watching it. But I know things, because when I want to hang out with them on Saturdays, I have to sit in the living room and listen to football.
Fair.
Because even during high school football games, I would just sit and talk with friends. I didn't pay attention unless there was a touchdown.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention then. I would be like, oh, we're cheering. Something good happened. To be fair, that's how I know so much about NASCAR, so.
There was a NASCAR joke in this.
Yeah.
Slow down, Jeff Gordon!
Yes. Mom would have appreciated that. Jeff Gordon was her favorite.
Everyone's favorite. I don't know why.
Who are you talking to? Because Jeff Gordon was not the favorite of most people.
I think it might have just been my grandparents' favorite.
It's my mom's favorite, and then there was a running joke in our family because everybody else did not like Jeff Gordon.
I need to remember who this Jeff Gordon guy is, and if it's the same guy that I'm thinking of.
He has a cameo appearance, and this is odd Jeff Gordon facts that I know. He has a cameo appearance. He has a cameo appearance in Looney Tunes Back in Action, because...
No, yeah. Jeff Gordon was my grandparents' favorite NASCAR driver.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny steals his car in Looney Tunes Back in Action. And, by the way, it's not like his normal car. For some reason, he drove his race car to the casino.
Nobody else would know it was him.
Oh,
if you're going to do a cameo, you have to make sure that people understand the cameo.
Yeah, it was weird. And he was also wearing his... Oh, it's just weird, okay? It's funny, though. It's pretty funny. Bugs doesn't steal it, does he? I will make you watch it. It is hilarious.
Fuck.
Let's see.
I'm not sure if I've seen Looney Tunes back in action. Is that with the one with the blue monkey?
Yes.
Oh, then I've sort of seen it.
Sort of seen it. The blue monkey. And they're making fun of Bond movies.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were making fun of Indiana Jones movies.
Like, they're kind of making fun of all sorts of movies. Well, it's Bond because it's spy movies.
Ah! They're making fun of. Sorry, I only remember the blue monkey part.
I really loved their joke, we're too young to drive.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Because they're both 14.
No, Tucker, we're too young to drive. On a more serious note, this isn't really funny, but I just really love this episode as, like, a character study.
Yes.
Because it's a really good, like, example of why Tucker would not have made a good hero.
That's true. Because it's too much chaos. He is chaotic...
Neutral. Yeah. He's pretty selfish. Like, he's not chaotic evil, unless alternative forces are acting on him.
Yes.
But he's pretty chaotic neutral.
He is chaotic neutral.
But he's, like, he's too reckless. He doesn't really care about helping people. He's just in it for the kicks. He's like, I just want to, like, have fun and use these powers to mess things up. And Danny is, like, really serious. Danny is like, no, I want to take care of people and make sure that they are not getting hurt. And, like, there is a ghost portal under my house that is letting people out of the ghost world.
Like, he feels responsible for it.
Yeah, like, he's, and that he turned on.
Yeah, so he definitely feels responsible for it.
Yeah, so there's, like, there's a difference in responsibility there that's really interesting. And I think that might be why I like Tucker so much, because he's so carefree. And I love their relationship and their friendship, because Tucker is carefree enough to be able to be like, all right, Danny, you need to take a break. You can step back. We're going to laugh at this. We're going to, like, chill out. Like, this is really cool stuff that's happening. You're getting new powers. That's so cool. And Danny is like, okay, Tucker, we need to, like, sit down and be responsible and think about the things that we're doing, because
they're two different sides of the same coin.
Yeah. They're sweet, and I like them a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna bring it back to... that. The ghost catcher, dream catcher thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a Danny, and there's a ghost Danny?
Yes. There's a ghost half of him.
Yes.
So, there... It's like,
Because I know he's half ghost, but I mean, like...
It's like Bethany.
Oh!
Yeah. So Bethany is half fictional, half non-fictional.
Right, so she's got her fictional half and her non-fictional half. Thank you for putting this in terms that I understand!
Story thieves, everyone!
For the win! Sorry, I had, like, a weird theory going around in my head, and I don't even want to share that theory, because I don't like it. I want to hear it. It's sad.
No, tell me!
I was thinking, because, like, okay, so, I mean, how do we not know that Danny might have been a twin at one point?
Ooh. Wait, are you going for... Oh, what was that video game? Oh, gosh. I can't remember what it was called.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
It was like Two Souls or Between Two Souls or...
There
was a video game where a girl had psychic powers because her twin had died during birth. And so his ghost had, like, been raised with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was attached to her. And he would, like, move things for her when she asked him to.
Oh, see, I was thinking more of the, like, idea because, most of the time when twins, like, when one dies at birth and the other one survives, they still feel that connection with their twin. Sort of like that whole, like, ghost sister-brother thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if Danny had turned on the portal, that might have just given an opening for Danny's twin to just kind of come in and be like, hey, I'm going to help you out since parents are going to fuck shit up.
Oh, I love this theory.
Because there are literally two different beings, and Ghost Danny instantly went back to regular Danny.
Yeah, I love this theory. I'm on board with this. I will figure out a way to make this canon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was one thing running around in my head.
I'm cool with that. Also, there's more evidence for trans
They're literally Lupin Taco!
It would be Lupin Taco. I would love that. There's more evidence for trans Danny because, and I've seen this pointed out before, but like when she's like, I will give you your heart's desire, she goes to touch his chest.
Yes,
and he's like,
yes,
no!
I saw that. I saw that. He like backed off and he's like, no, square.
Don't touch that.
Also, Moby Dick and Gulliver's Travels.
Oh, I love the teacher so much.
Yes, I'm finally hearing those literary swears that I've been hearing so much about.
Oh, I love them. They're hilarious.
Okay, but also, the school is kind of a jerk. Like, the school itself. Because at the water fountain, there is a sign above the water fountain that reads, "Read, don't be an idiot."
I put that down, too!
That's rude.
Very rude. Also, I'd like to point out that Tucker and Desiree were kind of in the right when they were, like, talking about consent issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tucker's not in the right when he takes over Paulina's body.
Right.
Which, by the way, Paulina probably has some severe existential crises right now because she was just arguing with herself in the middle of the quad.
Yeah, boys, that's not how you handle things.
No. But also, like, Danny, like, tries to take over Tucker's body and Tucker's like, don't you do that to me ever again. And, like, that's fair. Like, that's kind of creepy, Danny. Don't just take over people's bodies. That's
right.
Really invasive.
Yeah.
And then Desiree is like, first of all, she said, no man may touch me. And then I was like, wait a minute. Are you telling me you're a creepy?
Gordo.
Mm-hmm. But also, unless I wish it, with somebody who has to do everything that somebody says, like, that's super, like, that's a pretty poignant statement of like, no, I have to do everything you say, but that does not mean you get to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish she was not the villain so that we could have a more in-depth conversation about that. Granted, this was, like, odd five, so this is not, this was not gonna happen. This was not the time frame in which we were going to have an in-depth conversation about consent.
That is fair. But I did have a note about the whole possessing Paulina thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could not figure out what to say about this. So the only thing that I ended up writing was, I don't know what to say about this ghost orgy.
No! No!
There are two men inside of her!
No! Stop! Phrasing! 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 Phrasing!
Tell that to the show!
Phrasing!
There are literally two men inside of her!
No! We need to stop now. I can't have this conversation. We cannot go this direction. We're gonna get really bad fan art if we ever get famous. And then I will cry.
Quiet!
No. Oh, God, no. Stop, 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 stop. No. No, 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 no. No. Mm-mm. We're done. We're done. No more. The podcast is canceled.
No!
Oh, Lordy. Okay.
Finally, Danny's idea giving gets paid off. Because in the episode before this with the nerd
splitting images.
Yep, splitting images, because he like gave Poindexter the idea to possess him.
Yes,
but then in this episode with What You Want, he was just like, oh no, please don't throw me in the ghost portal.
he's learning.
Yes, he's like, well, I wasn't going to, but now I am. I'm like, Danny, you've learned from your weaknesses. Your weakness is now your strength.
So he's apparently a slow learner, but he is a learner. Also,
I mean, he did make that point.
When he was like, if I weren't a C student, I would have thought of that earlier.
Yes.
Oh, he's a slow learner, but he's learning, and that's good, and I love him for it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, his parents missed absolutely everything because they were just sick in their little...
With ghost fever.
In their little... What is that?
It's a sauna.
It's a sauna. It's a sauna that they built in their house. Did they, like, make it out of, like, actual leather? Like, what the hell are they doing in there?
I would imagine so. They seemed very serious about it.
Yeah. They're probably... Do you think that they're really wealthy? They say at one point...
Then it turned into demons.
Sprayed ghost juice all.
Greetings, people of Earth. I am King Spud, and I've come to inform you that we plan to take over unless you meet our requirements. We would like direct coordinates to your planet so that we may inhabit it. Lee and Lola of the Throwback Time Machine have agreed to these conditions, as long as we help them with their time machine. However, if our demands are not met within the week, we will invade.
Lola here. Lee is currently trying to do their best to convince the potato overlords that have taken over our time machine, not to invade Earth. Until then, please be sure to give them coordinates to Earth, the fourth planet in the system. You know, Earth, the big red planet. So, we apologize for the interruption. They seem to have hijacked our recording devices and deleted the last bit of our show. I made the mistake of apparently saying that they don't have ears because they're not corn.
That's speciesless!
I apologize for that joke. It was inappropriate.
Please send help. Just send us some food. Maybe through, like, Instagram at disneys.avid. Or maybe, like, to send it to Lola. She's more responsible than I at LM Hatter. There's Twitter, too. I am held at potato gunpoint.
Tweet us the coordinates of Earth, the fourth planet.
In our solar system.
The fourth planet, Earth. In our solar system. Tweet us those coordinates at King_DragonLee, L-E-E, DragonLee, and at Lola Marie, 1994.
There's only so much time until they attack.
Please help us.
Send help.
All right. You can also send us a message on Facebook at 7YOB Productions. We're also on Facebook. What? No, I just said that. We're also on... I'm sorry. I'm very... Sure, please. I'm sorry. Okay. We're also on Twitter and...
We mentioned Twitter.
Instagram.
Yes.
And Tumblr.
Yeah.
At 7YOB Productions. Send us information and food that isn't sentient potatoes, because I don't think they appreciate us eating them.
Until we get help or coordinates for the fourth planet in our solar system.
The fourth planet.
Fourth planet.
Earth, the fourth planet.
We are probably just going to hide in the supply closet for now. Lola, make a run for it!